In order to keep alcohol and cigarettes away from minors, a Wisconsin grocery store chain is taking some strong measures. The company is asking every customer for ID. That means every customer, including adults, and even including the man we're about to meet. Marty Michelson reports from member station WUWM in Milwaukee.
Nolan Neds has been shopping at the Pick and Save store in the Milwaukee suburb of Shorewood for 15 years. Once a week, he goes there to pick up groceries. Today, this senior citizen has four bottles of wine among the food in his cart.
Oh, may I see your ID, please?
Isn't that it?
Oh, yes, you've got it right here. Thank you very much.
Neds isn't very happy to be confronted by a cashier, asking him to prove he's over 21.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. They look at me, I got gray hair, and they're going to card me, and I'm only 84. Isn't that ridiculous? Well, I think it's ridiculous.
Neds reluctantly showed cashier Susan Barron his ID. Barron has to ask all customers who buy alcohol to prove they're of legal drinking age. She says at first she was nervous about how they'd react to the question.
I thought, oh, they're going to really jump at me and not like it. But you know what? You make kind of lightheartedness with them, and if they're upset, you kind of let them get it out of their system, and you just go on and say, look, I really have to. I have to ask you. Then if you have a problem, then you call the manager.
Store manager Jim Nowak says he gets called to a checkout line once or twice a day to deal with older people who find the question insulting and don't want to show an ID. But Nowak says Pick and Save adopted the card everyone rule because the store can't risk getting caught selling to minors. While fines for that range from $500 to about $1,500, what really concerns Nowak is the prospect of losing his liquor license.
There's a lot of problems if you get caught selling underage. Nobody's going to risk their license, you know, just because you want to make somebody happy. You need to show ID, and that's it.
And the trend is moving in his direction. In recent years, other grocery stores have begun to card each and every customer trying to buy alcohol. Eric Egan is a Detroit attorney who specializes in liquor license laws. He says it was increasing penalties for selling to underage customers that first prompted grocery stores to post signs reading, "We card anyone under 21. Then it was, "We card anyone under 30. Now Egan says more stores are considering carding everyone.
The common complaint that merchants give you is that you just plain can't tell by looking at someone what their age is. The recommendation of some regulators is that they simply suggest just card everyone. It avoids the problem completely. That may be the final evolution of all of these policies.
But because many stores get a substantial amount of revenue from liquor sales, Pick and Save manager Jim Nowak says he sometimes does make an exception when a customer makes a scene. If he's called to deal with an obstinate customer who is obviously over 50, it's not losing his liquor license that concerns Nowak, but rather losing a lucrative sale. In that case, Nowak says he'll ring up the alcohol purchase himself without seeing an ID. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.